It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show episode 959.
What is happening? What's going on, Gronks? How are we?
To speak a little French, it's feeling a bit déjà vu.
Is that a French word, déjà vu?
I don't know. It is? I don't know. But it is feeling also a little bit je ne sais quoi.
It's a bit la fucked here in Melbourne. La Big Mac. Have you know that reference? La Big Mac.
It's a French Big Mac, isn't it?
Pulp Fiction. It's just a scene out of Pulp Fiction. Yeah. You wouldn't have seen it. It's a great film. Mm-hmm. One of the best. No, it is Deja Vu Joshua Jansen, because we're back into a lockdown here in Melbourne. Third time lucky or not. I mean, there's nothing lucky about another lockdown.
Well, it's only 5 days. I'd like to call it the long weekend.
Yeah. Except
people are cancelling their weddings, birthday parties.
And, businesses are going under. It's Monday. We found out last Friday lunchtime, I think it was, that there'd be a snap lockdown from 11:59 p.m. on the Friday night through till Thursday. Well, we could go back to work the following Thursday. I mean, for us, it was Bodie's birthday the following day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd bought his present.
Yeah. Hadn't picked it up yet because I had to go to Craigieburn to pick up. There was the only one place that I could get what I wanted to get him. Yeah. And, so that couldn't do that. 40-minute drive.
We had like 50 people coming to the park on the Saturday. And this kid has been talking about this party for months. George is sad. He's thinking, oh, so sad. I'm thinking, oh, my God. It's sad when you start thinking about a little kid who's just going to be crying. Like, think about all the horrific situations like funerals, etc. But there's something about in your mind thinking about a little kid and how they don't understand anything. Anyway, we threw him a surprise party on the Friday night with the neighbours at our house, and it went well. It went well.
Yeah, talk us through it. And so how did you – because I didn't realize you were getting food delivered to the office, but on Friday I was very happy with the fact that there was mac and cheese that would potentially go to waste, and I'm not a wasteful guy, so I tried to help.
Put it this way, we're saving, I think it was $300 in catering, but – we'd already received a majority of the catering. So we got, you know, to feed all the kids, mac and cheese, rice paper rolls.
Where is this from? Can you say where it's from? Because it was delicious.
It was just some guys that own a cafe next door to Amy's work. Yeah, and they did the catering for us. He's a great chef. So and we just got him to do it. Poor bastards had two jobs cancelled the following day. But so we've got at the moment about 40,000 Primas at our house. We have Coke Zero, kombucha, and about seven kilos of mac and cheese, which you got into on Friday, but that's all I've been eating. I don't know if I'm flat because of the weekend and the lockdown or because I have eaten that much sugar that was meant to be a part of the lolly bags from the party. I can't work it out.
What sort of lollies did you have?
Oh, mate, Amy went. She's went overboard, but it's overboard in adults' eyes. Kids, she's a hero. But it was, you know, trolley lollies, burgers, those little mini burgers, sour worms, everything, lollipops, Maltese, mate, everything. And so I can't tell. I mean, what's your vibe? How are you feeling about it all? Are you flat? Because we're not in the same room right now.
Yes. But the thing, I think you can get into habits very quickly, and you can, like, obviously, because it was Valentine's Day, it was also meant to be, you know, like Lunar New Year celebrations, all that sort of thing. So I don't know if you saw on Instagram, everyone was posting, it's like support local businesses, order food. And if there's one thing that, if I had one skill, it would be ordering food. And so, yeah, we did a fair bit of eating. But the other thing is, like, the other thing, hot cross buns. I don't know if it's too early, but I've gotten back into hot cross buns.
Nothing good comes from getting back into hot cross buns. We ate a whole 8 pack last night. Mm-hmm. At 7 p.m., which is not a time on a Sunday.
Is this earlier than what we used to do? Like, because obviously the classic joke was, you know, the day after Christmas you would look and there was already hot cross buns meant for Easter, but you wouldn't actually buy them. Is this unusual for you to be eating hot cross buns in Feb?
Well, for us as a family, I mean, we like it, but... Yeah, it is unusual, but Amy bought them in her wild spending spree on stuff. I mean, Amy's mum flew down from Sydney on Thursday night last week, and then the lockdown happened. And so she surprisingly was able to go home. And so she flew out yesterday. We drove her to the airport, which probably wasn't what you meant to do, but there's no one on the roads anyway. And so... And, you know, sucks, shit situation. It was Bodhi's birthday yesterday on Valentine's Day. But she was able to fly home and then has to quarantine until the end of Melbourne's quarantine, which that from her house, which could be...
And so if it was to be extended, because this is what... If it were to be extended...
At this point, we couldn't... That wouldn't worry. Wouldn't worry me, either one. I get the point.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so she would have to stay locked down for that entire time?
I don't know. Imagine if it goes into months and then next minute she's had to stay. She comes to Melbourne for four days and has to stay in her house for 4 weeks. I don't know if it would. I couldn't imagine. But it is. I mean, how different is it a year later? Because last year, Bodhi's birthday, his party, I was talking to a guy about him quarantining. And so it's... 100% deja vu because it's we're back at it, and it definitely feels different in regards to the just having an understanding of what it all means, and you're just back to it. You're not thinking about what you need to do. I'm being pretty lax though, not in terms of like going to shops without a mask, but it seems so backwards. Half the shit, bottle shops are open, gyms are closed, like. Yeah. Ruin your immune system or, you know, strengthen it at the gym. It doesn't... Like, that's where I am. I'm watching myself because I could easily just go full right wing right now. I could easily
What do you tell Bodhi? Like, what is... Like, when it came to cancelling the party, because you did a great video on your Instagram account where you're filming the surprise. Did he know before the surprise that the birthday wasn't happening?
Nah, bury the lead. Bury the lead. You know, you don't tell your girlfriend you're going to dump her and then dump her, you know, a couple of hours later. You just, you break it to them in one moment. Yeah. And so, and maybe you take them out for dinner the night before so they feel like everything's cool. And then you and hit them hard the next day.
That's the surprise party.
Yeah, so we surprised him and then hit him hard on Saturday.
So what did you say? Did he not think, the surprise? So explain the surprise party. So there were some neighbours, your parents, you're behind a fence.
Yeah. Yeah, and we walked through our side gate. Bodhi and I were waiting down the street. We got dropped off and I just told him a porky pie that we might try and get his hair cut because there's a hairdresser just near our joint. And so I knew that wasn't going to happen. And we walked and we played in the park. And then we walked back to our house and I got him to open up the side gate and he had some little toys in his hand and he walks in and then all of a sudden, surprise! And he's just looking so shocked and drops his toys and then falls to the ground and crawls out the door. It was all a bit much because it was after daycare.
Do kids have surprise parties?
I think some do. I mean, he's only turning 4. And so he doesn't, he's just, it's all the sensory overload, you know? He doesn't,
I interrupted. No, so he'd just come back from daycare.
Yeah, and so he's actually tired. He could have fallen asleep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But we were like, nah, we're pushing through. And so, yeah, it was awesome. Neighbours over, mum and dad, Amy's mum, Amy's sister, my brother, you know, his kids and wife. And so it was everything. It was perfect for the situation. But in saying that, we did tell him that night around the fire. And all he said was, they're not going to cancel my fifth birthday, are they? Which was a bit sad, but hopefully not. I mean, we can't promise him that.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, very true.
But get this. So we paid. So when you go to parks as a parent with kids, you're hoping for the best spot. You're hoping a rotunda or whatever you call them, a pergola, you know, the shelter is available, or the best barbecue spot. You can now pay money to the council to reserve a space. And so this park we were going to, we dropped $140 to reserve an area for the party.
Really?
And you had to log in online, create an account, submit it all, and they print off paper and they put it into this this cabinet next to the area, and it has your name on it and it has your times. And so
it almost feels like when you see those pieces of paper, that, like how often the toilets are cleaned at a public toilet.
Yeah, no,
the,
no
the
joke.
Name or whatever.
And so we paid the $140, and and we had to cancel. So you can either get your money back. It just takes like a month or something.
That actually reminds me of Dropbox, the company in San Francisco. There was a huge backlash at them because I think it was soccer they were playing, or basketball. I think it was soccer. And, as a company, that they were, creating teams. And so they basically reserved shit that could never be reserved previously. So all the, the locals that would normally play soccer, they're like, fuck off, guys. We're Dropbox and we have the soccer field now.
There's something VIP about it. But when you're paying money, it's slightly, it's a bit different.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like the ideally you want enough park that you don't have to do that, right? But I guess
that you want to have a reserved spot at this park and that's the thing, because of the restrictions. The reason we did it at a park was because there was only a 15 person limit in households. And so we capped that 15 limit easily on Friday night. And that was people that, it wasn't even Bodie's best friends, his other little buddies from daycare and stuff. So that's why you've got a reserve, because every parent is having a party with 50 kids at a park.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Josh, I haven't told him what you've got him.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell him that you have got him something.
Great.
And all he's asking is, when am I getting my present from Josh? He's onto it. What is it?
I'm fired up too.
Yeah.
I really want to see him use it. It is.
I mean, Bodie got him.
Yeah, Bodie doesn't watch the show. Yeah, no, so it was the probably 6 or 8 months ago, Bodie was talking about this monster truck. What is it called? What's the monster truck called?
Gravedigger.
Nah, but there's a thing above that. It's like the Gravedigger, but the actual monster truck, I can't remember the brand. Anyway, he said that he wanted one, and I said, yeah, man, I'll get you one, and then looked online. It's more of a birth, like you're not just giving it to him on a random day.
Well, they're not
cheap. Remote control, yeah. So it's a remote control, it's sick. Anyway, I found a place, it's like... But this one that I have is like a blue shark looking monster truck thing that can go on dirt. It can go in the water. It's sick. Mate, I had to go to Big W, we have to go to Big W Craig Eburn to pick it up.
And what happens if the lockdown continues 4 weeks later? He's going to forget. Are you going to ask
Well,
for
surely
a refund?
Like it's just reserved. No. It's like reserved. Like, they're not giving that to anyone else at that point. But there was, like, you couldn't get them anywhere. I don't know why, but, there is something exciting about the... Like, I can see how, that Christmas film that's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it where he's trying to find that doll?
What is it? He's trying to find a doll.
It's like the kid tells his dad that he wants a specific toy for Christmas.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's the whole... I don't know if I'm telling the story right, but I feel like the whole film is Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to get this action figure.
It sounds like your childhood, your mum running you around trying to find the right microphone.
Yeah, the XLR cable. It's very hard to find XLR cables. So how did you make Saturday special? What did you do? Sunday was his actual birthday.
We ended up just launching, and it was a 3-day party weekend for him. Uh-huh. So yesterday, what did we do? Oh, yesterday we had a pancake picnic in the backyard, just mm-hmm. eating pancakes, and it was an awesome weekend. I think that's the thing. As much as it was normal parenting, where you're just chilling with the kid and taking them to the park, whatever it is, there's something about when you know everyone's in the same boat. And it's a lockdown that you can just make use of being at home. So we made dumplings, mm-hmm. As much as he didn't really get involved. But that's a Chinese New Year. Lunar New Year, is it?
Yeah.
Year of the Ox. And mm-hmm. so it's a tradition.
You're a bit tradition. Of an ox.
Yeah, I am. It's the year. Yeah. Yeah, Mark. They call me Ox.
I actually don't know what... Like, I actually couldn't tell you what an ox looks like.
Ox but I just is feel close like they're to quite a cow. Sort of, like an ox, mm-hmm. ox animal. Like mm-hmm. I haven't. Where is an ox? They look like a big hairy. Some of them are hairy. They've got big horns. They just look like mm-hmm. They look like a bespoke cow.
I reckon you could get them in Vermont. Don't you think?
It's a very 100%. There'd be some oxes in. They probably survive in winters. Mm-hmm. You know, they're absolutely ginormous. I mean, that's where you're calling me because I'm a bigger dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And so do you...
anyway, we made dumplings as a family, which was a tradition that the Chinese do around... This what we've heard. Mm-hmm. There was not one Chinese person to confirm that in my household.
It sounds nice.
It was awesome.
Have you found... Like, because I've noticed I'm not really checking the news. If I think about previous lockdowns, I'm onto it. But just even hearing... You know, Brie having conversations with friends like, oh, yeah, have you heard it's going to be the 27th? Or, did you hear that the person touched over 100 cups at the airport and now it's going to be like this super spread? Yeah. Like, that's the only thing that I've heard, but I haven't been seeking out at all what I was in previous lockdowns.
That's what you go into another lockdown, you're triggered based on just little things that remind you. Even having a fire was like what we did in mm-hmm. the first lockdown, the second lockdown. And we had one on Friday night for Bodhi's birthday. But even just refreshing news.com.au, like mm-hmm. there's too early to say whether the state's lockdown will end Wednesday night. That's a headline from theage.com.au. That's the mm-hmm. problem. Like we were just looking at headlines back then, and so mm-hmm. it's what's weird is how, you know, so the news websites were leading with something before anything was actually confirmed.
Well, there was always leaks. There was always, because it seemed like so on Friday the big thing was federal MPs are getting told to leave Victoria by Friday, like at midnight, if they want to be in Canberra for their for Parliament or something.
Yeah. I mean, it just... What does it do for you? And, I mean, you're the future guy. mm-hmm. You love the future. Yeah. We haven't had it yet, it's but better. It is whatever
it's
you want it
than
to
now.
Be.
It's better than this shithead current.
What is... as the futurist of the show, what's your vibe?
It's not even a futurist. It's just someone who can't live in the present. I don't know. Like, I think that there's a lot of people feeling it at the moment, where all of the things that would normally give purpose and meaning, or, you know, like give you sort of a break or give you perspective, things like as simple as traveling, you can't do that at the moment. And I think that for a lot of people, it's like, you know, if you go away every year, it's going to get very close to 2 years since, you know, like you've been away, you'll start feeling it more. So I feel like I go through sort of ebbs and flows of, oh, this is all good, bunker down, focus on what you can locally. And then Vermont looks pretty nice.
Yeah. Dude, it's even just looking at people online, like I was watching some guys in, they were in Puerto Rico, some American dudes just traveling. You know, like during this shit. Right now.
Yeah. Do you know about quad bikes? You won't be able to buy one, a new one in Australia in the next couple of years. Like they're stopped. Like apparently the legislation is so tough that all the big brands like Honda and I don't know who else makes them, they've basically all said, no, we're not going to be bringing any of our quad bikes into Australia now.
Wow. I mean, because of them being dangerous? I mean,
So apparently this was because I was on a quad bike a couple of months ago, just, you know, shooting guns, going on quad bikes, living the dream. And my mate said that, apparently new ones need to have, like, roll cages and stuff now. It's gotten very strict because you can see how you can really easily fuck yourself up.
No, of course, but this was trikes, not trikes. I don't know what you call them, the three-wheeled motorbike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You turn hard and you flipped it. I mean, you turn hard on a quad, less flippage than the three-wheeled version.
But I think that the problem is that they land on you.
Oh, they're no good. But I mean, motorbike, riding a motorbike, easily dead. That's annoying. That is annoying. It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many farmers that use these bikes. They have to. But I guess there are so many that have been imported or they're here. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to get secondhand.
Like the secondhand stuff. Yeah, I mean, I just heard it from a mate, so I don't know how real it is. But you know. What was I going to say? Something on the quaddy thing. I mean, when I went to Turkey, I was I got told off because I was. I think that quad bikes are those things that you get where you can go pretty hard and feel like you're safe because you don't have to sort of try and keep upright like a motorbike. And so I think that you almost feel like you're in a car, and I think that there's a bit of danger there. Yeah.
Well, you look at all the skin that has been taken off people's arms in Mykonos and Santorini. You can just hire them and you see like people walking around, they've just got, I reckon four dudes, just always guys, just their arms just rashed up from coming off a quad bike. Trying to impress a girl. He's had 20 Mythos beers and he's just, you know, coming home from the club.
That's a big thing, the whole drinking as well and then getting onto them.
The law just is in Australia what it is. You just cannot. Yeah. If you're on your own farm, you can do what you want. Mm-hmm. But that's just dumb at that
point.
It's
probably why there's a lot of farm accidents. You need to have some common
sense. Yeah. 100%. It's a bit sad.
But on the travel thing, Bree sort of said to me on the weekend, because I'd been looking at a lot of, you know, the Vermont travel stuff. And she said, can we at least look at somewhere where we can go?
That's a good point.
And so we're looking at Tasmania.
Oh, that's nice.
Tassie's nice.
If we can get down there. Tassie. I mean, you look at, if you came from Tasmania last week. So if Amy's mum was coming from Tasmania, she came from New South Wales. But if she came, she would have to do 14 days of quarantine.
When she gets back in.
If she went back to Tasmania. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing how quickly this shit can shift, which is... Yeah. And so
you're worried that I'm going to do a little getaway in Tassie and get stuck or something?
Yeah, and then you just won't ever come back. Mate, can you ship a few things down here for me? Mate.
there is something appealing about it.
It is a bizarre time to be alive. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah. There was a time on Friday where we were like, let's record three episodes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on Friday. But we thought it was nicer to, you know, connect during the week.
There is something about that consistency. I mean, we did it for the lockdown for so long, every day, twice a day sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's no good here in Melbourne at this moment. But hopefully...
It's not too bad. Like, think about, like, this is what I would love. I almost feel that we need... Here's an idea for a website. It's like perspective.com or newsperspective.com. And you go on there and you can select a specific part of the world and then you get their news. Because the thing is, it's like what's happening in Melbourne, yeah, it's a lockdown, but it's 5 days to then have a huge amount of normality. Like think about the US, think about New York. Like I think maybe they've just reopened dine-in. Like, yeah, the amount of freedom that these lockdowns give us are huge. And so I understand the frustration and it's fucking businesses and it's doing a lot of bad shit, but it's like, I mean, COVID's doing that either way.
Yeah. I mean,
COVID's killing people.
I think where people are challenged that is the so-called freedom that you get, but then they can lock it down again at the drop of a hat, and then it's all sort of like it can just ruin people. And so that's it. It's like the empathy that someone has for a mate who probably has a business that's lost it after this lockdown. Just they were on ice. They were just almost about to go under and then this sent them. I get that. They don't have that same perspective and they would fucking hate your website. And so the thing is, I don't know how much... I can't understand how we can get any more power than we do, as in the power is in the state and the governments that... I don't know, like people marching about getting locked down on Friday. The government's not fucking listening to that.
But we also the thing is that the freedom, but the freedom that we have been given is thanks to our aggressive approach to COVID. Don't you agree on that?
Yeah. It's also, I'm not going to say they could have done better, but it is, you hope so. I hope that's what they've tried to say. And so I don't know. So the cases were at 700 a day at one point and then the lockdown happened. They got right down to none for months and then people are getting let in. So you see where they're just fucking in these other areas like
but
the Oz Open.
But then if we were to say, okay, let's close everything. Let's not allow any international travel in. Then that creates its own issue. And so that's the problem is like... Yeah, obviously, in the ideal world, it's like, okay, yeah, you completely close. Like, yeah, the Oz Open, all those things, they don't make sense. Like, especially when you consider, you know, what the, you know. But this lockdown isn't relating to the Oz Open, is it?
No, just hotel quarantine. Yeah. It's just the hotel quarantine thing, which... I don't know. You can spend so much time trying to work out who you should be angry at. And, you know, what you're saying about perspective and hoping that it's short, which means that it's not needing to be this fucking long thing if they left it late, is a version that is advantageous to yourself to feel a bit better, which is however you can cope is what we need to be doing, right? But it's hard when it's absolutely fucked your business and all of your potential... celebrations, or even funerals and shit like that. So it is hard, man.
That potentially also like people would feel like they're on their own in that regard. Like I guess last year with JobKeeper and all that sort of thing, there was all that support. But it feels like now we're at a point where the government they are making these big changes or lockdowns, but then they're not in the same way backing it up, you know, with that support. So, like, I wonder what happens with, you know, hospitality. If your business has gone under based on this 5 days, what support is there? Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, there will be. They did it in Sydney as well. It took time, but and they've said that Melbourne there will be. But then the businesses that can't actually justify or show the result of the lockdown and what it's done. Because everybody, think about the problems we face as a business from lockdown. The businesses, because we're B2B a lot of the time, the businesses that we're dealing with have the same problem for themselves and, and their business that they're doing. And so it's a flow-on effect and it just doesn't stop. And so it there's definitely a feeling that people are more like, right, let's just open back up on Thursday and get on with it. You do, there is a greater sense of people just like, we'll just get back to it. So it's, I don't think it will be like the first time.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
But don't you think that there's potentially a missed, I wonder with some of the stuff around like everyone is sick of it. Like we've always been sick of it. But the thing is, if it's for a better result in the future, like look at the attitudes around like don't wear masks, don't believe in lockdowns, all of that sort of thing in the US. And it's like it's in a pretty bad place. And so, yeah, I wonder, like if it feels like a privileged position to be able to say, yeah, like let's just go on, let's like live our lives. But it's like this hasn't been brought up for a long time. But at the start, it was all about hospitals and making sure that we're not, you know, over capacity with all of that sort of stuff. And I guess just looking at the UK as well, like I feel grateful from what has happened. It's very annoying, but it's better than lots of people dying. It feels a while since we've spoken about COVID.
Yeah, Scotland, there's like a lockdown in a part of Scotland until March. So there's people that are literally just been at home for months and it's winter. You know, it's hard over there. But let's hope that, you know, the rest of the week is positive.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Yes.
GronkSquad.com.
Oh, check it out. GronkSquad.com.
Camcorder Club merch is available, baby.
It's true. And we've had a bunch of people already buy it. And it's seamless, guys. Like the people who have already ordered their mugs, their T-shirts, their hoodies, they're already being printed. They're going like, you know, lockdown, no lockdown, this shit's it's getting done. It'll be sent straight to you. It's great. So, yeah, GronkSquad.com if you want your own Camcorder Club exclusive merch.
It's easier to get than toilet paper. So,
it's very true.
Get it.
Have a good one, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, guys.